While the issue that that video tackles specifically is the refugee crisis, we all need to take what Christian is saying and apply it to our lives. We need to stop talking and start doing. We need to make sure that we are truly acting on the things that we think are important. We need to log off and go meet people where they are. I want to end this morning by challenging all of you. To the kids here today, keep being the good. Keep wanting change and keep acting. If you get to a point and you don't know what the next step should be, find an adult to bounce ideas off of. Know that all of us here will be that person for you. We believe in you. To the adults here today, if you have a teen or teens in your life, I encourage you to talk to them, to really talk to them. Find out what they are passionate about. Ask them what they are doing. Ask them what dreams they have, where they see our world headed. Encourage them. Find out if they need help with reaching their dreams and goals. If you don't know teens, look within yourself. What are your hopes for the world, for your community? What can you act on this afternoon, next week, next month? To all of us, I want to reread that quote from John Donahue Grossman that Zoe read. I do not pray for God to do something, but that I will be enlightened to do something. The former releases me from responsibility, and the latter inspires me to do my part. Prayer is powerful and important, and we need to pray for healing for people and for our world. We need to pray that comfort surrounds those who need it. But when we really believe that change needs to happen, we can't just pray that God will make that change happen. We are his hands and feet, and we need to pray for that spark. We need to ask God how we can act. Thank you.